Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Because of the holiday, I am recording this one from my apartment, and so you can see beautiful, well, there's a wall behind me, so, but I do not have Rick today, and I'm very sad, but I'm sure he will leave his mark on the video before it goes live. But today I have the honor of being able to show you some cool new commands using the Azure CLI 2.0. Now, this CLI is Python-based and fully open source. You can go into GitHub and you can see exactly how it works, and it really simplifies doing a bunch of things, whether on your Mac or directly on the Linux machine. It really simplifies running a lot of these commands. So you can, you know, create VMs, of course, in a very simple way, especially with the addition of managed disks, but you can also do all sorts of productivity capabilities. You can list things in a cleaner way. You can pipe things into additional tools like grep, and so it really just makes it a lot easier to deploy a bunch of things and then be able to manage them all with the scripting language. And this is something that, you know, we've heard a lot of feedback in the past about our scripting languages not being that great, especially on the Linux and the Mac side. You know, obviously PowerShell has been something we've spent a lot of time on to make great, but this is really bringing the Azure CLI into a really great place. And so some of the things I'm going to show you, productivity improvements, directly being able to log into VMs from this, it's all really, really cool. So without further ado, let me actually dive into the demo. So here, just typing AZ, you can see this is, I've already installed this. And so you can see here sort of the nice art here for the CLI. And you can see all sorts of commands and options. I can, you know, create things, network, SQL, you know, VMs, VM scales. So today, of course, I'm going to focus on VMs. And just to kind of get started, I can list all the VMs I've got in my account. Now, this is listing them out in JSON, which of course is incredibly hard to read unless you're part robot like me. But for most people, it's very hard. And so what you'll have to actually do is you want to simplify this so that it's more geared towards human eyeballs. And so something that's built directly in to the Azure CLI is a listing into a nice table form. So here you can see a list this. Oops, you got to actually type this correctly. And so here you can see I list out the VMs into a nice table. And so typing CM apparently fails, but typing VM does work. And so you can see I've got the name here and the resource group and then the location. So this is a beautiful, nice, clean view of all the VMs deployed with a nice tabular view with the locations as well. So I can go in and take a look and see what I've got deployed. Now, as I promised, you can also go in and grep this. And so let me see, I want to grep this and I want to see the sizes of my VMs listed. And so this will go in and show you all the VM sizes. And here, you know, see, there's one that's basic. And so I can go in and find, based on those different sizes, what VMs I have deployed. Now, here's what's really cool. Now I can use a TSV query and am able to go in and actually sort things in a much more complex way to be able to get the information out that I need. So let me go ahead and do a similar VM list. And this time I'm going to use TSV and then query. Okay. And then I use your standard query language. Whoops. Got to do it right though. Name. So that's the VM name. And in this case, I want to go actually see whether this is going to be Windows or Linux deployed. So storage profile. Okay. Oops, OS disk, OS type. Okay, it is case sensitive. And let's see, did I type it right? Looks like I got it. Let's see what happens. And there you go. And so you can see all the VMs and whether they're Windows and Linux deployed. And that's great, super helpful. But man, look, it's still not really that clean, right? And so maybe I want to go pipe this into another tool called Column, make it tab delimited. And then I bet it's going to be nice and clean and lined up and pretty. Great. So look at that. Very, very cool. Very easy for me to see and watch it. Now, enough of this just listing stuff. Let's actually go and create something. Okay. And so here, using the new manage disks functionality, I can so easily go in and create. And let's just create VM1. Let's do CoreOS. Okay. Data, disk sizes, GB. Let's create 10 and 20. And let's say no wait. Now, what I'm doing here is I am creating a VM in a resource group. It's going to use managed disks and it's going to create a 10 gigabyte and 20 gigabyte managed disk. You see there's no storage account listed here. Nothing, no wait. It just goes and it's now off to the races. So just like that, I've gone in, created a single VM using CoreOS, and it's running up and spinning up as we speak. And so very, very cool. But gosh, you may say, oh, cool, Corey, but creating a single VM was so last year. Now let me show you what it looks like to create thousands of VMs. And so here I can go in using that same group. This time, let's say I'm going to use Ubuntu. Okay. This time it's going to be instance count of 1,000. And let's just make sure I got this. So VM scale sets, 1,000 VMs. It's going to be in that same group. Okay. Got this name here. Image. Good. Looks good to me. And so with that, just within a matter of seconds, I now have 1,000 VMs, each with 1 terabyte of storage added up to it as the OS disk. That's 1 petabyte of storage immediately created with just a few commands and just a few seconds for me to go put this through. And there you go. We're off to the races. Okay. And so very, very cool. Now, the one last thing I want to show you, I mentioned productivity. And I mentioned how easy it is to create. Now, you saw also as I created those, I did not give, they were all Linux-based, and I did not give you username, password, right? And so what's the connectivity story? Okay, well, let me show you. But first, to get that, I'm actually going to need to find what the IP address is of all my VMs that are created. So here we go. AZVM list IP addresses, okay? And so that is a specific list that shows you the IP addresses. But again, we get into the situation where it is annoying JSON, okay? And of course, for programmatic reasons, that's great, right? But if you want to pipe it into something, great. But in this case, let me do a similar TSV query, okay? Okay. And in this case, I want to do the virtual machine name, okay? Okay, great. And in this case, I want to get as the IP address, I want to see the virtual machine network, spell network correctly, public IP addresses, and then I'm going to pick the first one, okay? And then IP address, because you can have multiple public IP addresses, and so this is why you do want it to be the first one, okay? And then again, I am going to pipe this into my column tool. Actually, let's just make sure that the results of this are clean. Good thing I double checked that, and as it turns out, it looks like I incorrectly put a period there instead of a colon, and so let's try that again. You can tell this is a real thing, and there you go. And so if I now pipe this into column-T, you can now see beautiful alignment, VMs up and running. And so here you can actually see, gosh, here's the VM that I just created here. Let me go ahead and connect to this one, stage. And so you can see SSH right in to a VM that's created. Yes, the key has not been here. I've not actually published this. You saw the creation. There was no SSH key called. It's all built in to the experience. The SSH key goes in the right place and allows you to quickly connect. So here you can see I've got this running CoreOS box up and running and enables me to take a look and see. And so with that, let me come back here. With that, you've now seen super cool productivity capabilities. You've seen piping. You've seen great listing. You've seen query language that I can go draft on the fly. You can see piping. I said piping already. And you can also see direct SSH connectivity into those VMs that are created via that experience. And so just really, really cool, really, really powerful stuff, all using the new Azure CLI 2.0. You should go download this if you haven't yet. You can run it anywhere. You can run it on a Mac, of course, as you saw here today. You can run it inside a Linux machine, of course, but you can also run it actually directly inside a PowerShell prompt inside Windows. And so please go try this out, play around with it, and really, you know, have a good time with this. So who doesn't like scripting? Come on. With that, thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday and hope you have a great week all up, and we'll see you next week. So thank you very much. And my apologies to Rick for doing this without him. It's clearly a much worse show without Rick here. So thanks a lot. And there will be no outtakes this time because I did it perfect the first time. Thanks. And questions? #AzureTWC. Almost forgot that one. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.